Today, President-elect Barack Obama announced his pick for Interior Secretary, Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar. We heard about him yesterday on the program. Mr. Obama also named his choice for Agriculture Secretary, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack. He once sought the White House himself and then supported Hillary Clinton for president. NPR's Howard Berkus has this profile.
Both Barack Obama and Tom Vilsack had troubled childhoods. Maybe that helped turn the president-elect toward another former rival, suggests David Yepsen, a veteran political columnist at the Des Moines Register.
Tom Vilsack was an orphan and was an adopted child. He did not have a particularly easy childhood. His mother suffered from alcoholism, and I think that really shaped his life.
Tragedy also pushed Vilsack into politics. He was a small-town Iowa lawyer 20 years ago, when an angry and armed man disrupted a city council meeting and shot and killed the mayor. Vilsack was the mayor's appointed replacement. His entry into state politics came as an Iowa volunteer for a presidential candidate named Joe Biden. Then came the state Senate, 2 terms as Iowa governor, and a recent and brief bid for the White House. Hillary Clinton won his support after his own campaign failed. Columnist David Yepsen.
Barack Obama got a big break in the Iowa caucuses, even though Tom Vilsack was working for Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama owes a lot to Iowa because of that caucus victory. And I think that some of this appointment is simply a plum, a reward to Iowa for that important victory.
One of the nation's most productive farm states gets a favorite son at the head of the agency responsible for farm policy. Vilsack is a champion of ethanol and other crop-based alternative fuels. Never a farmer himself, he represented farmers as a lawyer and governor and an analyst of genetically modified plants and animals. He supported legislation that helped massive and controversial hog farms. He was endorsed by the American Farm Bureau, a group that represents the interests of agribusiness. President-elect Obama seemed to have something else in mind when he described the meaning of both appointments today.
And it means ensuring that the policies being shaped at the Departments of Agriculture and Interior are designed to serve not big agribusiness or Washington influence peddlers, but family farmers and the American people.
Vilsack himself spoke in populist tones.
I know these people. America's farmers and ranchers deserve a Secretary of Agriculture that respects them for the contribution they make to all of us every day. I hope to be that secretary.
Both small and big farm interests see Vilsack as a centrist they can work with. Bob Stallman is president of the American Farm Bureau.
One of our criteria was that the individual have experience in governance and balancing competing interests, and Governor Vilsack has obviously had both. And coming from Iowa, a state that is so heavily involved in agriculture, we view it as a real positive.
And here's Chuck Hassebrook of the Center for Rural Affairs, a Nebraska-based advocacy group for small and family farmers and the rural communities they inhabit.
We have a policy today that serves a small minority of wealthy mega farms in rural America and really doesn't serve the rest of rural people. And I think Tom Vilsack's committed to changing that. He may not be committed to every change everybody wants, but the most fundamental change, the most critical change, he's committed to, and I think he will be effective at making it happen.
Among those unhappy with the choice are activists focused on organic and what they call healthy food. They don't like Vilsack's work with genetically modified food products. Some want a sweeping transformation, a department of food focused on nutrition and local markets, and they want to end agriculture subsidies. If confirmed, Tom Vilsack will inherit an agriculture department with 100,000 employees and a $90 billion budget and competing interests wanting bigger pieces of that pie. Howard Berkus, NPR News.